A band played and onlookers waved flags as a massive Chinese container ship started its journey through the expanded Panama Canal, which reopened today. While the country celebrates this modern engineering feat and its projected profits, there are many in Panama who feel they've been left out of the canal's windfalls. NPR's Carrie Kahn traveled to the city of Colon on the Atlantic entrance to the passage.
A group of men stand in the shaded narrow alleyway between two buildings in the Patio Limoso neighborhood. The buildings, like all in the core of the city, are weathered, filled with weeds and crumbling. Sewer water flows openly to the street amid trash and graffiti. We have this canal that brings so much to our country, but here we only have problems, says 37-year-old Alejandro Del Cid. No water, bad electricity, and no jobs, he says. As Panama sets to inaugurate its more than $5 billion expanded canal today, many here in Colon are asking what they will get out of it. Del Cid's mother, 53-year-old Leticia Henry, says leaders have long promised to fix the city, but nothing changes. It only gets worse. They promise, and promise, but don't ever come through, says Henry. She says her son just got released from prison after serving 9 years for armed robbery, but has only been able to work one job that lasted 3 weeks, painting a nearby park. There are plenty of people here without jobs, she says. Colon was once called the Golden Teacup of the Caribbean, renowned for its grand central avenue, bustling theaters, and packed clubs. But the post-World War II boom saw Colon's fortunes dwindle as the capital blossomed. While skyscrapers went up along Panama City's oceanfront, Colon's buildings crumbled and the middle class fled. Even the free trade zone here, the largest in the Western Hemisphere, hasn't offset those losses. Colon's mayor, Federico Policani, just 33 years old, says the city has been on the losing end of the country's steady economic growth for more than four decades.
It's the second city of importance in the country, but it's the last city that the government made the investment.
These days, though, construction seems to be taking place all over Colon.
Many people hate me because now the city is a mess.
The streets are torn up to make way for new storm drainage and sewer pipes, says Policani. Nearly 200 buildings are slated for demolition. The government is investing $500 million in this facelift, which includes the relocation of up to 25,000 residents to new housing built 2 miles outside of town. This will all help, says Panama University history professor Cesar Quijano, but it won't solve Colon's deep-rooted economic problems, including persistent racism against the city's predominantly black population. On Colon Central Avenue, local news booms from a weathered radio. Dalia Ariano, a retired school teacher, says she hopes her city reaps some benefits from the new expanded canal, which is projected to double the current passageway's paid cargo. We hope it brings Colon back to what I remember, she says, when everything was clean, in order, and it was that little bit of gold on the Caribbean. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Colon, Panama.